Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We have a Tosfos here on Daf Yud Amud Beis, but we have to first learn the Sugya and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We had learned yesterday from Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what is the din if a person gives chalitza to an isha? So what is the din with the tzaris? And what is the din with the other brothers? Rabbi Yochanan holds that everyone is only over a lav of leivne, that the chaylitz is shlichuse da'achim kovid, and the isha is also the shlichuse the tzaris kovid, and everyone is only over leivne, and there is no Eishes Och. And Reish Lakish holds that Dafke by the Chalutz and the Chalutzah there's a Layivne, but by the Achim and by the Tzoris there's Eishes Och. And the Gemara asked Akasha from Halacha that we had learned that says as follows: HaChalutz liYivimtoi v'chozo v'kitsho u'meis. If a person gave chalitza to the Yevam, and then he was Mekadisha, tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. So, you need chalitza. Now, this is very good according to Rabbi Yochanan, because there's no Eishes Och by the older brothers. The chalitza is shlichus da'achim ka'ovit. But according to Reish Lakish, that is Eishes Och, so how can you say Tzricha Chalitza Min Ha'achim? Then later it says, Kitcha Echad Min Ha'achim Ein Lo Olav Klum. That if not the Chalitz married her, one of the other brothers married her, so the Kedushin isn't Teifis. So it seems there is Eishes Och. So these two halachas, so one is like Rabbi Yochanan and one is like Reish Lakish. So we have to understand Pshat in these two halachas. So the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph says as follows: Rav Ashi Sovalo Kereish Lakish. Rav Ashi held like Reish Lakish. Umetaretz lo kerab Shimon. And he answers this Parais or this Mishnah, he answers it according to Rab Shimon. Ravine Savala Kerab Yochanan Umetaretz Kerabonim. Rav Ashi Nadigma is going to explain how each Amore was Metaretz according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish. Rav Ashi Savala Kereish Lakish Umetaretz Lakerab Shimon Achilitz Liyevimtoi V'choza V'kitcho Tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. So, it says you need chalitza min ha'achim, so the kasha was, how can the achim give chalitza this eishes och? Man achim, achim hayiloidim. It's speaking about the achim, which were born after the chalitza and the kedushin. Keman kerab Shimon. We'll see in Rashi exactly what the lumdus is, but just let's get the facts straight. That there were brothers that were born after the chalitz and the kedushin, and by them, there's no Yisr Eish Yisoch. I feel according to Reish Lakish. Omad echad min haneilodim v'kitcho. But what is, if one of the brothers married her, the brothers that were around before, by the chalitza, ein la olav klum, keman kereish lakish. So this is going according to Reish Lakish, because the brothers who are around by the chalitza, there's Eish Yisoch. Now, let us see Rashi. Rav Ashi Sovalo Kereish Lakish Ta'omar Bekoris B'Seife Niche. So the Seife is very good, Ein La Olav Klum, because this Koris U'Mitztaretz Lo L'Reisha De Bereisha De K'toni. צורך חליצה באחים שנולדו לאחר חליצה בקידושן של שיינים. That is speaking about the achim which were born after the chalitza and after the kiddushin of the second brother. That means, let's say Reuven died, Shimon gave chalitza, then Shimon married her, and afterwards Levi was born. So these achim can give chalitza to, after Shimon dies, they can give chalitza. Uche Rab Shimon, and it's going according to Rab Shimon, the Oma Yibeim Ulebesoif Noilad, that if the, let's say there was Reuven, Shimon and Levi, Reuven died, Shimon was Miyabim, and then Levi was born. Loimahanye nefilosa min harishain. So the nefile min harishain, that means when Reuven died, lemehevi alo eishes ochib shloi hoya baylami, the nefile min harishain does not make this isha eishes ochib shloi hoya baylami. Hilkach zikas ahina fila loy oschala lay dahai. So the zika of that nefila does not aser her. And the one that was born, hoyel echshenoilad ze kvar kitcho ze. Because when he was born, she was mekudesh already. Now we'll come back to this Rashi, but just let's learn another Rashi, then we'll try to explain a little bit. Let's skip over the next Rashi. This is Ravine. So we're in, that's in Rabbi Yochanan. Let's try to figure out one Manda Yoma at a time. So the Gemara said, Ravashi said, who can give Chalitza? Who can give Chalitza? The Achim Hayiloidim. Shenoldu achar kiddushin shelze. They were born after the chaylitz made kiddushin. So let us again be megashim. Then Reuven died. Shimon gave chalitza. Shimon married her. And now Levi was born. So Levi so when Shimon dies, Levi can give chalitza. The loy itzere alayu bachalitzosai. So now Rashi is going to speak about two problems, and Rashi is going to explain how we solve the problems. So Rashi says like this: the loy itzere alayu bachalitzosai. She did not become also on Levi through the chalitza. Tazike kamaise, loiromye kamayu, because by the zike kamaise, she wasn't zokuk to them. Liyevumi. Umishum eishes ochib shloi ha, yobaylome loi mitzere, and I'll say, oh, eishes ochib shloi ha, yobaylome loi mitzere, kerab shimin, tamayibem osaif noilet, shaya. Now, without understanding anything, we see from Rashi that there are two problems here. There's an iser that the chalitza created, and there's an iser tashis ochiv shleihoye baylomai. And Rashi explains the iser that the chalitza created is not negeya, and you don't need Rab Shimon for that. The iser that the chalitza created, they weren't around then, liyavumi. Now say shesochiv shleihoye beilomi is no problem, because it goes according to Rab Shimon, the mayibam of seif noilet shay. Now let us try to start explaining what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi mentions over here, Loi itzere alayu b'chalitzosoi. Now Rashi is speaking about Eishes Och. And Rashi says that the chalitza creates an iser Eishes Och. Now what does this mean? We're going according to Reish Lakish. We had mentioned yesterday, a Yerushalmi, and if we will assume that Rashi is going according to the Yerushalmi, then perhaps we can understand what Rashi is saying. We mentioned yesterday as follows, that there's a big kasha. There's a kasha, you have a Isha and five tzores fall to five brothers. And one gives chalitza, and the zika to all the brothers falls off, the zika of all the tzores falls off, and finished. How does this work? So to answer this kasha, there was a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlichasaya de Achim Kovit, Shlichasaya de Tzores Kovit. No, that's zika. There's five brothers. There was a zika to each brother, and it has to be taken care of. And it is taken care of. Shlichasaya de Achim. The Tzores all was kukais, and it's taken care of. Shlichasaya de Tzores Kovit. That was Rabbi Yochanan Shtik Teire. Reish Lakish also had this problem. And Reish Lakish answered in a different way. Reish Lakish said, the way we mentioned the Yerushalmi, that there only was a zike to one brother. Only one Isha was zakuk to one brother. Which Isha, which brother? We'll find out what happens later. But Lamai said the Isha was, one Isha is zakuk to the brothers. And the other Noshim, the other Tzores, and the other brothers, there never was a zika to them. And Reish Lakish said on these brothers, Isure kidekaimi kaimi. So what does kidekaimi kaimi means? What's the first kaimi? So lachere, he means to say as follows. That means she only became mutter, only one yavam became mutter to one yavam. The other tzaris, or her, to the other yevamim, it's an eishes och michayim. That means this is not an eishes och that there's a heter yibum. There's only a heter yibum on one yevamim, one yevam. That's all. So the other is an eishes och michayim. It's like grushas ochiv. There's no zika on them. There's no zika whatsoever. So this is like an Eishes Och Michayim. So the Eishes Och, Kidikaimi, just like Bechaye Ha'och, there was an Eishes Och, so that Eishes Och remains. That Eishes Och, that never was created. The Misen never was Matil a Heter in that Eishes Och. That's Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, Chalitza creates an Isser Eishes Och. That means, calls the man, there was no chalitza. He boy hai chalitza, boy hai miyam. There was no Isser Eishes Och yet. Each one had the opportunity to be miyam, to be chalitz. So there was no Isser Eishes Och. The minute one gives chalitza, so that creates an Isser Eishes Och, and all, now it's nisbarer that the zika was to him. So all other brothers and all other tzores, this is kinekaimi kaimi. That is the iser that the chalitza makes. And we mentioned before that why did Reish Lakish have to say this? Because Reish Lakish had a problem. Because if you'll say that there was a zika and all the tzores, and a zika to all the brothers, so what happens when one gives chalitza? If you don't know shlichusa, the achim kovidne. If you don't know shlichusa, so what happened? So that was machriachim, that by the other brothers, it's like an eishes och michayim. The devil was a zikir. But let us talk about a brother who was not alive, b'shas the chalitza. And he was born after the chalitza. Now let's forget about Eishes Achiv Shlo Yehoyeh Boilomi. Let's forget about that problem. But let us say about the first problem that the Shlokish had. The Shlokish had a problem. Why don't they have to give Zike? Why don't they have to give Chalitza? So the Shlokish says, because for them it's an Eishes Och Michaim. And the brother that wasn't around, who wasn't born yet, there's no Kasha Bechlal. Why didn't he have to give Chalitza? He wasn't here. There's no Kasha. Why didn't he have to give Chalitza? Don't to say a shtik teire legabi him, she's an Eishes Och Michaim. Legabi, this brother, he didn't have to give chalitza because there was no zikit to him. He was born after the chalitza is finished. He's born after the chalitza, so there's no zikit. So there's no, the zikit was taken care of. All the there was one brother that was looking, he took care of it. So this iser eishes och, that it becomes an eishes och michayim to all the brothers. That is only to a brother who was alive, b'shas chalitza. So we have to say that the chalitza makes him an eishes och michayim. The chalitza creates, like to him, her husband is still alive. It's like grushas ochiv. This is only necessary for the brothers who were alive, b'shas the chalitza. So we have to, for emphasis, we have to be metaritz. Why don't they have to give chalitza? So he's saying because to them there never was a zikah. But a brother that was born after the chalitza, there's no kasha, and they don't say a teretz. The brother that was born after the chalitza, so there's no kasha. Why didn't he have to give chalitza? She never was zakuk to him. And so therefore there's only five brothers then. So one brother, she was zakuk to one brother gave chalitza, finished. This brother wasn't around her. So the Eishes Och that she is to the other four brothers, she's not to this brother. To the other four brothers, she's an Eishes Och Michaim. To him, I don't have to say that because I don't have a problem. Let us again see the beginning of Rashi. Hayiloidim shenoldim acha kedushin shelze, v'loy itzere alayu b'chalitzosay. His chalitze did not make an iser eishes och michayim on the yiloidim, on those who were born later. Dozike kamay se leiromi kamay, because they never was zokuk to them. This Iser Eishes Och Michaim is only needed to farenfer those that she was zokuk to. What happened with their zikah? So we have to say Igolim Misafreya that like by them it was Yisurid the Kaima Kaima. By them it's an Eishes Och Michaim. But since he never was around this brother, he was born after the chalitza. So Mameila the Eishes Och Michaim is Bechlal Marhi. Period. Now we have a second problem. What's with Eishes Ochiv Shloihoya Bailomi? My Mitzer Kapshimidoma Yibaim Ulabisaif Noilat Sharya. Now let us explain. We had heard Rab Shimon a few places already. Dika Rab Shimon is not here, is in the second Perek. But let us explain. Rab Shimon differentiated between Yibeim ul-Besayf Noilad Noilad ul-Besayf Yibeim. Let us look for 1 second in Rashi and Daf Beis Amid Beis, and then we'll see Rashi says the same thing over here by us, but let us just see first Rashi Daf Beis Amid Beis. When Rashi explained the problem of Eishes Ochiv Shloihoyeh Beilomi, Rashi is 5 lines on Daf Beis Amid Beis after the lines get thinner. And it starts with Eishes Ochiv. So Rashi says like this, Veishes Ochiv Shloihoya Ba'ilome, Shemeis Koidem Leidosai. He died before he was born. Lo shari lei, so it's not mutter to him, dechsiv ki yeishvu achim yachto, shoyisulam yeshiva achas boilom. Vehilkach, therefore, mishemeis ruvein nesro alevi iser oilom keishes ach sheyesh leibonim, vafilu achshav shenofla lefonov mikoyach nesui achiv shimin. Even though now Reuven died, Levi was born, Shimon was Miyabim, and now she's falling liyibum to Levi from Shimon. Shahaya boilomoy asura loy bishvil Reuven, but she's also alstaishes och of Reuven. Now the aishas och of Reuven, Rashi explained, was nesra to Levi. That means like this. That means as soon as Reuven died and Levi was born, Levi came into a matzah that there was a nefila liyibum, but the nefila to Levi was nesra. That means there's a nefila to him also, just like someone is an erve b'shas nefila. So if she's an erve, but she's an achisisha b'shas nefila, so lemaisa, so the eishes och becomes nesra. It's nesra ilom. It's this eishes och is nesa. So it's Nessa. So even though now she's falling liyibum mikoyach Shimon, but there's an Eishes Och of Reuven, and the Eishes Och of Reuven was Nessa to Levi, it's Nessa Elomis. So therefore, Levi is not permitted to be miyabim Eishes Shimon. That is, if Levi was born before Shimon was miyabim. Now, what is if Levi was born after Shimon was Miyabim? So there's no Nesra already, because when he came into this world, there was no Nefila anymore. He came after the Nefila. The Din Nesra applies that Fakert is a Nefila, and then Kol Yeshisach, that's also B'Shas Nefila, Ayikeshach Sheshloi Bodim. That's if he came and there was a nefila and there was nesa, reikeshishach sheyesh lebonim, shasurei lomis. But if he came after the yibum of Shimon, if he came after the yibum of Shimon, so memele, it never was nesa on him, there was no nefila to him, so memele, now he's permitted to take over what Shimon had. Shimon, the Gemara says later, Aloshin, through Yibum, so Aloshin of Rashi, I mean later, through, when a brother is Miyabim, his other brother's wife, so he takes over what the other brother had, which means as follows. Rashi says, Aloshin later on Davchov, Shlishi Mikoyach Sheini Bo. That means the third brother takes over what the second brother had. The second brother had a heter in this isha, because for the second brother, Reuven's wife was mutter. So shlishi mikoyach sheini bo, the shlishi gets the koiches of what the first one had, what the second one had. That is, if the ishesach was not nesa. If the Eishes Och was Nesar on him already, so then he cannot take over, I don't say Shlishi Mikoyach Sheinibo. So now, let us go a little further in Rashi. Rashi says, and we'll go back to the first Rashi Shum. We're speaking about, there are two problems. Rashi puts it that there are two problems in front of us. There's a problem that the chalitza makes it an eishes och mechayim. Let's start again the Rashi. Hayiloidim shenildu achay kedushin shalza. They were born after the kedushin. V'loy itzera alayu b'chalitza. The chalitza did not make on them an eishes och mechayim. Zike kamayse leiram yekamayu, because the first zike was never leiram yekamayu liyibumi, So Memele, so you don't have to make them an Eishes Och Michay. Mishum Eishes Och, Iv Shloi Hoya Boilo Meiloi Mitzere Kerab Shimon. Als Eishes Och, Iv Shloi Boilo Meiloi Mitzere Kerab Shimon, Dama Yibem, Lusayf Neulet Shaya. Because if a person was born after the second brother was Miyabim, so Memele, she's Mutatim. So therefore, I'll say Shisachiv Shloi Belomi, we have Avshimin's Eitze. Als the Isser of Chalitze, there's Bechal no problem. The Isser of Chalitze is only Noigeya, the Achim who are around Bishas Chalitze. This brother was never around Bishas Chalitze. That's what we see in this Rashi. Now let's go back to the third Rashi. Umetaretz lo, L'reishe de Bereise. Diktoni, Tzorich Chalitze. Now, Rav Ashi, Her Enfeld, the Reish of the Bereise, Diktoni, Tzorich Chalitze. Ba'achim, Shenoldu, La'acha, Chalitze, V'kidushin, Shel Sheini. Now, here Rashi says, and we'll see from Tosfos also like this, that they have to be born after the Kiddushin. If they're born after the Chalitza, that is not sufficient. They have to be born after the Kedushin. What is the inyan of being born after the Kedushin? That means that when they come into this world, they have to behetera ashkecha. They have to find the Yevome in the matzav that I can get a heter in her. So it's like this. If the Chalitz is married to her, and I can take over the Ishus of the Chalitz when he dies, then you say, Shlishi Mikoyach Sheinibo. So the Shlishi can take over, when the Sheini will die, the Shlishi will take over the whatever heta the Sheini had. The Sheini had a heta in her because he gave a chalitza, so I'll take over this heta when I'm Yabim and when he dies. So that is only if I was the hetera ashkecha, that when I was born, the potential heta was existent already. I had a way to get a heta in this Eishesoch, because I could take over the issues of the Sheini. If he was born before the Kiddushin of the Sheini, so then it'll be Osa. Why will it be Osa? Because when he was born, he had no way how to be able to get a heter in this Eishesoch. That means the Chalitz gave a Chalitza. The Chalitz is a heter in the Seishesach. I don't have a way to get a heter in the Seishesach. I can only get a heter through being Miyabim, her husband. So if there's no husband yet, so that's not called Beteira Ashkeche, so Memele, he will not be able to get a heter in her Eishesach. So therefore Rashi says as follows. Betasal al-Reisha de Bereisha de Ktoni Tzor Chalitza Ba'achim Shenildu La'acha Chalitza V'Kedushin Shol Sheini. The Achim that were born after the Chalitza Kedushin Shol Sheini. Uch Rab Shimon Doma Yibim Usayf Noilet. Rab Shimon said, if there was Yibim Usayf Noilet, Lo'i Mahani Nifilo Somin Arishin Lamevi Allah that the first, if he was born after Yibum, so the Nefile Minarishin does not make a Nesra to the brother that was born after the Yibum. Hilkach Zike Sahi Nefile Loyoscholole. The Zik of that Nefile, since he was born, since Levi was born after the Yibum, so that Nefila will not create a Nesra for him. Hilkach zikasi Nefila loy oschola loy dahai, hoylech shenoylad zek vakitshozeh. That means that these are the Yisoidis of Rab Shimon. If it was Noilad Ulebesoif Yibim, so that's what Rashi explained Av Beis Amid Beis, so it was already Nesra Olav. It was Nesra on the Eishes Och was Nesra on the Noilad, Eishes Och of Reuven was Nesra and Levi, if it was Noilad L'B'Seif Ibn, so then there is no Indian of Shlishi Mikoyach Sheni Bo. The Shlishi cannot take over the Koyches of the Sheni, since by him the Eishesach was Nesra. But if he was born after the Yibum, so there was no Zika, there was no Nefilatim whatsoever, so Memele, there's no Inyan of Nesra, so never was Nesar to him, so then there's a din of Shlishi Mikoyach Shenibo. Now Gemara says, just like the Gemara holds, that Yibim Ulebesoif Noilat, so the din is that I say Shlishi Mikoyach Shenibo, who adin Cholatz V'Kideish Ulebesoif Noilat, I also say Shlishi Mikoyach Shenibo. So Memele, that takes care of the problem of Eishes Achiv Shleihoye Beilomai. In the problem of the Iser Eishes Ach that Chalitza creates, that is Tamazay no problem, because the Chalitza creates an Eishes Ach Michayim only for the brothers who are alive B'Shas the Chalitza. A brother that was born later, there's no problem whatsoever. So this is Rav Ashi's teretz. So Bekitzer, Rav Ashi said that what it says in the Baraisa, that the Cholat, the Kidesh, you give Chalitza, this is speaking on the Achim Shenoldu La'acher HaKedushim. There's no problem of Eishes Och Michaim. There's no problem of Eishes Och Yiv Shleihoye Beilomi. That's what it says in the Baraisa. If Omad Echad V'Kitsho, so then the Ein La'ol of Klum, that is speaking about that Echad Minani Lodim, someone who was there already, B'Shasta Chalitze. So legabi him, it's an Eishes Och Michaim, so Kedushin is in Teifes. But let us see the next two Rashi's. Omad Echad min anilodim, shahoyu bishas chalitza rishayna, ein la'ol of klum, kireish lokish, doma ha'achim chayovim ala chalutza kores. That is how Rav Ashi fa'em for the Baraisa, according to Reish Lokish. Now, the Gemara said, Ravine sova lo ke Rabbi Yochanan, umetaretz ke Rabbonu. Now let us see the Rashi that we skipped over. Ravine sova lo ke Rabbi Yochanan. Da omar chai vi laveninu. The reishe nichet. So the reishe, there's no problem how they could give chalitze to the, when the chalitz dies. It's no problem, because the only chai v'lav says zachiyim chalitza. Umetaretz l'seife diktoni ein lo olof klum, that omad echad v'kitsh ein lo of klum, ba'achim shenildu la'achem ikan. And what is the problem? Uchid rabbonon. The omri eishis ochiv shleihoye be'lomayim le'tikshi reisha l'seife. The rabbonon hold that even though he was noiled, yibim v'achakach noiled, or here it's speaking about cholatz v'kiddush v'achakach noiled, but the rabbonon hold, there's still a din of eishes ochiv shleihoye be'lomay. Just to understand the rabbonon, 1 minute, the rabbonon that hold that yibeim v'achakach noilad is also also, as the Gemara says later, the svar is because they darshan v'yibmo adayin yibumim rishonim oleho, that she still considered a yevome after the yibum legabi the achanoilad. So we can still consider ke'ilu there still was an afila to him, and it was nesra to him, and therefore you cannot say Shlishi Mikoyach Shenibo. That is the svara of the Chachamim. Now let us see the Gemara further. Omad echod, let us see the Gemara, Ravina Sabala Kab Yechanan. Ravina holds like Kab Yechanan. Umetaritz lo aribe de Rabono. Ravina holds like Kab Yechanan, if I emphasize the Barais according to the Rabono. Acholetz li yibimtoi. Vechozal vikitsha. And now it was Mekadisha. Sricha chalitza min achim. So who gives chalitza? The achim. Man achim, achim haneilodim. The achim, which were here already. Which were here b'shas chalitza. Kiman ke Rabbi Yochanan. That's like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan notes the brothers, all the brothers that were here b'shas chalitza. So you say, the chaylet shlichusa da achim kovit. So just like on the chaylet there's a loyivne, so on the old achim there's a loyivne. There's no eshesach. So therefore, they can give chalitza now. When the chaylet was chalatz v'kiddush, now they can give chalitza. Omad echod min hayeloidim v'kiddusha ein le olav klum kiman kerabon. This is going according to the rabbon. Now let us see Rashi. Keman kerabonon, the omri afilo yibeim ulebesoif noilet is also asir. Now we skipped over the Rashi. Omad echad mina yiloidim, achal chalitze, they were born after chalitze, or yefilo achal kedushin, or shemeis ze hacholitz, kitcha oisa yolit, ein lo olav klum, v'lav mishum chalitze, not because of the chalitze makes an isarei shesach, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bechlal does no Yisarei Shesoch. And here Bechlal, he wasn't around B'shas Techalitza. Al Mishim Davei Shesochiv, Shloi Hoyo Ba'ilomoy, Menefilo Rishayne. The problem is, from the first Eishesoch, it's Eishesoch Shloi Ba'ilomoy, Menefilo Rishayne. Keman Kerabonon, Omri Afilo Yibay, Ola Besoif Noilad Asirin. So that is the two mahalchim to faemfer Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now let us just see the top three taisvesim. The first taisves is a digdug taisves. Taisves seems had a different girse. Man achim, achim hanoylodim. We have achim hayoloidim. Ay Marie din neiladim kari la oisan haasidim lehivoleid beloshen hashas. Neiladim means those which will be born. Kedemine pek dal nedorim la memre din neiladim haasidim hashme. Pseif per kama de gitten kama ele meyata hikne le neiladim lehavi bishas matn moi. So Taisus is geires not yeloidim, Taisus is geires neiladim. Tzricha chalitza min ha'achim. Now, Tosfos had a problem over here. Tosfos had a problem. However, we're going to say pshat. There's no eishes och. When the chalitza is mekadish an ishe, when the chalitza is mekadish the chalutza, there's no eishes och. Either according to Reish Lakish, it's speaking about the achim ha'yeloidim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's speaking b'achem haneilod, but there's no eishesach. So why can't they be miyabim? Why can they not be miyabim? Why dafke chalitza? Why can't they be miyabim? Tzricha chalitza min achim. Misyabemes eino. So Tosfos says, umisyabemes eino. You can't be miyabim. Me'acher da asira lebailo, because since she is also to her husband, she's also to husband as loyivne. So there's a kalvachayme which we'll have later in the sugya. Behashde bemutelo asure baasolo lekolshkin. There's a kalvachayme madach, a husband that's mutter to his wife. So she, there's an Issa of La Yivne, Mutta La Asire, but also La, the Yavim, who has normally an Ashes Och, like Kolshke, so that means if she's also to her husband, Bibi Yishizicha also Lehis Yabim, to the Yavim. So Memele, so that's why it doesn't mention about Yibum over here, because you're not allowed to be Miyabim, since there's an Issa Biya for the husband alone. If there's an Issa Biya to the husband, there's an Issa Yibum to the brother. Al this Kal V'chaimah, nor Yitzchilatzes. Keman Kerabona. So the Gemara says, Keman Kerabona. That what it says in the Sefer, now what it says in the Sefer, that Kitcher Echot is Ein La Olav Klum, that's going according to the Rabbonon, and that hold that Yibem V'achakach Noiled is also awesome. So Taisus have a Motzi Lo'ukmi Kerab Shimon. He could have also said it's going according to Rab Shimon, Ki Goin Shen Noilad Koidem Shekitcher. That means, if the Ach was Noilad, after the Chalitza, before the Kedushin, so it's also called, Tzlav Behetera Ashkecha. It's only considered Behetera Ashkecha if when he was born, he had already the potential Koyach to take over the Ishus of the Sheini. You can say, Shlishi Mikach Sheini Bo. If he was born before the Kedushin, of the chaylitz, so then it's not b'teira ashkecha. So Taisus says, "I'm a motzulch mikarab shimon genshe noilad kaidim shekitcha." And Eichle look mikarabonon v'noilad afilo ache shekitcha. Now let us just see Taisus and Daf Yuda mit Beis, and then we'll go a little further. We had learned in the Gemara and Daf Yuda mit Beis. And asked, Reish Lakish asked Akasha to Rabbi Yochanan that he had another Elve that Levi should have put into the Mishnah. And what's the Elve? The Elve is, Eishesach, Achilitz Liyevemtoi, V'choza V'kitcho, and now she fell to the Yachim, so there's Eishesach and the Yachim. So, Kshem Shehi Asure, Kach Tzaroso Asure. That was the kasha that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, Levi Sheina B'Tzaros Sore. There's no Tzaros Sore. How can you have a Tzaros Sore? She's also to all the Achim Alzei Shesoch. And so Mamela, so the Tzoras, the Tzoras Erva to all the Achim. So Mamela, that's why Levi did not put it into the, therefore that's why Levi did not put it into the Mishnah. L'visha'eino b'tzoras sora. Hiksho harav Ramoshe HaKoyim. So Ramoshe HaKoyim asked Akashe l'rab Shimon Isa b'tzoras sora. He asked Amore de Kikash. We just learned the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. That according to Rab Shimon, someone that was, there's a problem in the chasar. That means the Eishes Och that Reish Lakish holds the Chalitza created, that Eishes Och, Bechlal is not applicable to the Och which was Noiled. To the Ach, which was Noiled after the Chalitza. So, Atzad Eish Yisach is Bechlal, no problem. And according to Rab Shimon, Eish Yisach, if Shloi Hoya Be'lamay, if the Ach was born after the Chalitza and the Kiddushin, there's also no problem. So, Taisu says, I have a case of a Tzor HaSor, Amir the Kikashe. So what's the Teretz? There's no Tzoras Tzor. The most is laid in the Fyodav. This is a case of Tzoras Tzor. Iksha Rav Rav Moshe Koyin, L'Rab Shimon, Isa B'Tzoras Kotzor, Kegoyin. שנולדו אחים למאחר שחולץ ליבומה וקיצ'ו, that the Achim were born after the Chalitz and the Kedushin, the Leikaimi Allah, the Leivne, so this the Chazanish says is a grais, or it's, Taisus means no Eshisach, that's what Taisus means. None of them, no brothers, the Leivne. The Leikaimi Allah, with the Alteshisach, Kidemrinin Lekamon Besamuch. So Memela, according to Rab Shimon, I have a case of Tzoras Tzora. Aye, this is dependent in the Machloikis, Rab Shimon and the Chachamim, Abu Levi Meiri Beplukte, Kivin Dektoni and Ususovi, Gabi Sheisha, Rayas Besevet, Einik Rab Yehuda. Levi is Meiri Beplukte. So if Levi is Meiri Beplukte, so let him say, according to Rab Shimon, say, well, I mean, this is the Chagold and the Glick, we can find another Erba that Patas Tzora. No, be according to Rab Shimon. V'yeshloime de beplukte de loisava lo loika mairi ki te berishis leo. The Levi loisava ki Rab Shimon beishisachim shloi hoya beilomi. Levi does not hold like Rab Shimon. So memele, then the beplukte de loisava lo, loisava lo, so that he doesn't hold. There's one very geshmaki kasha that the Chazaynish asked, if I'm not mistaken, the Karanoda also asked the kasha. We just learned on Daf Yud Aleph Amad Aleph, we learned as follows. Cholatz v'kidesh, umeis, yecholetz min ha'achim. So Taisvis asked a kasha, why Taisad explained, why are you choylitz min achim? Why can't they be miyabim her? So Taisvah said, the second Taisvah is, b'muta lo asura ba'osa lo leikoshken. If the husband alone can't be boil her, so the yavam never gets a heta yibum. B'muta lo asura ba'osa lo leikoshken. So, going, I feel according to Rab Shimon, that there's no Eshesach, nothing. But you can't be Miyabim, you only give Chalitza. So frek the Chazaynish, so what is Taisvah's cash over here? Taisvah says, I have a case of the Tzoras Tzore. What's the case of the Tzoras Tzore? That the Achan Noilid was Miyabim ha. He can't be Miyabim ha. Just like they said over here. So what did Taisus found the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph? The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph only says that you can make Chalitza. That's what the Gemara says. You can't make Yibum. You can't make Yibum because Bemutalasura Basalolai Kolshkein. So if you can't make Yibum, so how can there be a case of a Tzoras Tzora? The case of the Tzoras Tzora is that the Ach HaNoilad was Miyabma, and then she fell again. Miyibum. So the Chazaynish answers, this is also totally in the Sugya Vaita, that what one is not permitted to be Miyabim, a Chalutze, als the Kalvachayme, b'mutalo nesro, b'osalo leikoshkein, the Gemara says later, the shaila is loy olim kalvachayma lemitchi tzora. That means this is only a svare in the chalutze, but the tzora's chalutze loy olim kalvachayma lemitchi tzora. The Gemara says. So Memela, so Taisus is asking a very good kasha. Taisus is speaking, Taisus found the case of the Tzoras Tzora. So what Taisus is asking? Well, Taisus is asking that a person was Chaylitz Anisha, and so according to Reish Lakish says that that she's an Erve to all the brothers. She's an Eshesach to all the brothers. So Memele in the Tzore will be a Tzore's Erve. So Rabbi Yochanan said, that's correct. She's an Erve to the brothers according to you. She's an Eshesach. And her Tzore is a Tzore's Erve. But how do you get a case of a Tzore's Tzore? So Taisvus answered, I have a case of a Tzore's Tzore. That means there was noiler than ach later after was nolan an ach later after the chalitza in kedushin. So memele, so legabe, so we asked the kasha, but the ach also is not permitted to be miyam. The ach is only not permitted to be miyam the chalutza als the kal v'chaymel. The mutal anesra b'osel olay kolshkin. But the Gemara says later, loy olim kal v'chaymel lemitchi tzore. This one asa yibum and a tzore. We want to find out a case of a tzore tzore. So the tzore tzore, the tzore erve, he's permitted to be miyam. So now we have a case of a tzore tzore. That was pshat and teis viskash. Let us go further. The Gemara says further, itma. Habo al yevome. A person was miyabim a yevome. Ubo echod mina achim al tzoroso. And then one of the achim was bo al tzoroso. Pligi bo rav ache ve ravine. Chad omar bekoris. One says that this ach is chayev koros. There's an ashes ach, the tzore, there's the tzores yevome, there's an ashes ach. V'chad omar ba'asei. Man do omar bekoros, kereish lokish. Man do omar ba'asei, kerab yoichenin. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Zogt Rashi. Ba'asei, ba'yis echot hu boine, veine boine beiz batim. V'lav habo, michlal asei, asei. So it means the tzore of the yevome. There's an asei on her. Legabi the yevom. Ba'yis echot hu boine, veine boine shtei batim. So there's an asei on the tzores, on tzores yevimtei, there's an asei. And as we'll see later, that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So you say, ach shlichusa da achim ka'ovit. So memelus, so just like by the miyabim, there's a nesei on the tzoreh. By yisechud ubay nevein abay nishtei batim. So on the gabi ol, the achim is also a nesei. So memelus, so that's going according to Rabbi Yochanan, as the Gemara will firais. Man di oma ba'asei kerab yoichanan. Doma iu shlichu sada'achim ka'ovid. V'chi heichi diladidei havetzore ba'asei. Just like for him. There's an essay on the tzore. La'achim nami havet ba'asei. So whatever he did, it's kilo the brothers did it also. So they also have a din of ba'yis echod u'boinu and u'boinu shnei batim. Oman di yoma bekoris kireish lokish, da oma lav shliches da achim kovit, hilkach hu niyu dekoi alo ba'asei. So he's not, there's not enough shliches da achim, so he has an asei, ha'isechod u'boinu v'nabainu shnei batim, abolachim kedekai mekaime be'isarei shesoch, da achim hev de'isarei shesoch. Let us see Tosfos. Chad omar ba'asei. Kach girsis akunteres. Uperish bekunteres. Mishum de darshinon. Ba'yis echot uboine veine boine shtei batim. V'lav abo michlal asei asei. V'koshe. Kiven de itzterech kro legufei. Shelo yiyabeim eshteim, minolon de osi kro linatkoi michlal kores lelav. Now, Taisvis is asking, according to Lishitosoi, we had mentioned yesterday, we learned to Taisvis yesterday, that Taisvis holds that be'emison, let's say in the case of achilitz liyivemtoim, so there the din is, there's a loyivne, there's no eishes ach legabi the chaylitz and the chalutze, according to Reish Lakish, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no eishes ach legabi the chaylitz and the chalutze, and the tzores and the achim, al shlichus, the achim kovdi, and shlucha the tzori kovdi. So Tosfos explained as follows. Shitas HaTosfos is that Be'emes and there should be Eishes Ach. Not like the Rashba that holds that the Eishes Ach automatically becomes Mutter B'Shas Nefila. Tosfos holds there's an Eishes Ach if you do the mitzvah is Mata. But if now if there's no more mitzvah, so there's no, so there's Eishes Ach without a mitzvah, so there should be Eishes Ach. So you have to say that the Loyivne is miyuta. The Loyivne to tell me that after Chalitze, you cannot be miyabe machalutze. So Taisa says that I know from a different limut. That there's no din yibum after Chalitze, that I know. So memele, so the whole Loyivne is miyuta. And the Loyivne is coming to tell us that there's only a lav. In no Eishesach. So, mitoich yituroi, it's not coming to tell me that you shouldn't be miyam, because I know you shouldn't be miyam. Kivin shalei bon eshub layiv. I know that from a different cheshbin. So the posik is coming to tell me that there's only a lav. That there's only a lav and there's no Eishesach. So that only works if the posik is miyuta, if the posik is miyuta, so then I say if the posik is coming to be menatik the eshesoch, and to tell me there's only a lav. But by bias echodu boine veine boine shte batim, this drosha is not miyuta. This drosha is coming to tell us that you're not miyabim both noshim. So the Pasik is coming legufe to tell me you shouldn't be miyabim to noshim. So Taisus also, it could very well be there's Eishesach also on the Tzore. The Pasik is not telling me that there's no Eishesach. The Pasik is telling me there's no mitzvah of Yibum on the Tzore. But could be there's Eishesach. That is Taisus Karsha Amrash. Let us see again Taisus. V'koshek, even the Itzarech kro legufe, the pasuk is coming to tell us it shouldn't be miyab meshteyim. Minolam the os ye krol in natke mechlal koris lalav. Let's say the guys. Rishash makes the guys. How do you know that the pasuk is coming to tell us that there's an essay now? There's no eshesach. Maybe there's eshesach also. Pa'ima rabbeinu tam. The Garsinin Chad Omar Belav. So they made a new Girs in the Gemara. Not Chad Omar Bekoris, but Chad Omar Baasei. Chad Omar Bekoris, but Chad Omar Belav. V'chein Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. Now, what love are we speaking about? So Tosfos explains, the sheyibim achas, when one is miyabim, one isha, koi atzoro beloyivne. So there's a loyivne and the tzoro. That means, I know from Ba'isechudu boine, he can't be miyabim the tzoro. That I know. Fine. But now there's a loyivne. There's a loyivne that what kivin the kerina bitzora. I say by the tzora kivin sheloy bon or shuv loyivne oiso. There's a new loyivne. Just like when one gives chalitza to a yevome, and by giving her chalitza, he is mafkiya the din yibum from her. So we say there's a nituk, kivin shaloi bono shuv layivne. That means since he made that she's a labas binyin, so there's a loyivne which is menatik. There's menatik deishesoch. So if he's miyabim, one tzoro. So by being miyabim, one tzoro, he is making that you cannot be miyabim the second tzoro. As ba'isechud u'boinim and a'boinim shtei batim. So the same nitik I have on the second tzoro. Kivin shaloi bon o. since he wasn't buying the second tzara, shuv la yivne. Oysa. So memele. So that is the menatik. The Bais Echad Ubayne is the Giloy that there's no Yibum on the second one. But after I know there's no Yibum, now the Nituk is Kivin Shalai Bono Shuv La Yivnois. That is on the Achamiyabim. V'cheina Achim Lekayma Lo Ela Belav L'Rab Yochanan. The same thing, the Achim. If Rabbi Yochanan holds Shlichuso the Achim Kovdinin, so Memele, so the, just like the Miyabim, there's a Loibono on the Tzore, is Shuv Layivne, so on the Achim is also there's a Loibono on the Tzore, Shuv Layivne. The Garsinen Shapir, the Chozar Ubo Hu, Oy echot min ha'achim al tzaroso. So we are goyres, bohu oy echot min ha'achim al tzaroso. That means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no chorus on the tzora, Sai by the Yovo, and Sai by the Achim. And that would mean, in according to Reish Lakish, Taisus means to be saying, there will be Koris Afilu Legabi the Miyabim. That is what Taisus is saying. But let's go a little further. Avo, the Peirish Akunteris, the garsinen be'ese loipligi elo ba'achim, avol ihu lekula alme be'ese. Now let's first explain what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says as follows. We have here a gemore that's speaking about the tzore of the Yevomen. Rabbi Yochanan said that there's no eishes ach on the tzore of the Yevomen. And what's the gear? So Rashi, there's no Ishesach because by Sechod Ubayne Vayne Bayne Shtei Batim. And according to Tosfos, there's no Ishesach on the Tzore because Kivin Shaloi Bono Shuv Loyivne. That is in Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's go in Reish Lakish. So according to Reish Lakish, according to Rashi, on the Tzore, there is no Eishesach, according to Reish Lakish. Because you have the Bayis Echad Hu Boine, he was Miyavuman, Boine Boine Shtei Batim. So we have a Posik that is speaking to the Miyabim, and we tell the Miyabim that you cannot be Boine the second Yevom. The Posik is speaking to the Yevom and the second and the Tzores Yevimtoi. That's who the Pasuk is speaking to. And the Pasuk said, Bayis Echad Hu Boine Ve'enei Boine Shtei Batim. So the Ve'enei Boine Shtei Batim goes on, Ve'enei Boine Shtei Batim goes on the Tzore, according to Reish Lakish. Masha Enkein Tosfos says, according to my Pshat, so according to Reish Lakish, there will be Eishes Och and the Tzora also. That is what Tosfos says. Now there's a Meiridike Kasha on Tosfos. Why? That means, why does the Kivin Shaloi Bono Shuv Loyivne, why doesn't this apply to the Miyabim, according to Reish Lakish? The Pasuk, the Pasuk, just like by Yisechud Ubayne Veine Bayne Shtei Batim. So Tais understood there's nothing to do with Shlichus Hayu. The Pasuk is talking to the Miyabim. You, by Yisechud Ubayne Veine Bayne Shtei Batim. So the Pasuk is telling the Miyabim, you're not permitted to be Boine the Tzore. So the Pasuk is speaking to the Miyabim and the Tzores Yevimtoi. You're not permitted, so that's an Esse. It's a Nitik, whatever it is, it's a Nitik. So the Esse is Menatik Deishesoch. That's according to Rashi. So according to Tosfos, the same thing should be by the Yovam also. Kivin Shaloi Bono, by the, this is not with Shlichus. He wasn't Baina the Tzore, is Kivin Shaloi Bono, Shub Loivne. This Kashe, the Tosfos Harosh, and the Chazaynish ask on Tosfos. From the Chazaynish, it would seem that the Chazaynish held, explains Tosfos as follows, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we see it shayach, kivin sheloi bono, shuv lo yivne, even I didn't do a maisa with her. For example, Reuven gave chalitza to chalutzosai. So by him it's kivin sheloi bono, shuv lo yivne. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the achim are also over kivin sheloi bono. I didn't do anything. But Shlichasayu makes, even though you didn't do anything, you also called Aloy Bono. Shlichasayu called Aloy Bono. According to Reish Lakish, you only considered Aloy Bono if you did a Maisa Chalitza in her. If you didn't do anything in her, there's no such thing as Aloy Bono. Aloy Bono means you did a Maisa in her. So Memela, so the Chazanish says that according to Tosfos, I was miyabim the tzore. I didn't do anything in her. There's no such loibono. There's no musig of a loibono if nothing was done directly with her. Only by chalitza, if I gave a chalitza, then there's a loibono, Tosfos hold. But according to Reish Lakish, there cannot be a loibono in the tzore through that he was miyabim